This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day following repeated disruptions by opposition members over several issues, including the alleged NEET paper leak on the second consecutive day. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha each witnessed three adjournments due to opposition's uproar. When both the houses reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, opposition members resumed their protests over the NEET issue. Amid the continued uproar, the chairs adjourned both Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks in future examinations across the country. Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring strict action against those involved in recent NEET examination paper leaks and safeguarding the interests of the country's youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the National Democratic Alliance Parliamentary Party meeting, now known as Mangal Milan, at the Parliament House complex today. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi stressed that those responsible should face the strictest possible punishment.
पेपर लीक का खबर आए तुरंत सरकार ने कार्रवाई किया
As soon as reports of paper leak emerged, the government took swift action. 13 individuals were arrested and sent to jail. To ensure that the future of students was not affected, the NEET re-examination was conducted on priority and the results were declared in a timely manner. Strict measures have also been put in place to prevent such incidents from recurring.
दोबारा इस तरह का पेपर लीक ना हो इसके लिए सख्ती से कदम उठाया गया है
The Madhya Pradesh Assembly passed the Uniform Civil Code Bill on the second day of its monsoon session today amid protests by the opposition. The bill will now be sent to the governor for assent. Once approved, the Uniform Civil Code will come into force in the state. Tribal communities have been kept outside the scope of this. India and North Macedonia have agreed to enhance trade and investment while expanding cooperation in key sectors, including information technology, agriculture, food processing, pharmaceuticals, textiles, biotechnology, tourism, hospitality and filmmaking. The decisions were taken following talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her North Macedonian counterpart in Skopje. Addressing the media after talks, President Murmu said both countries have reaffirmed their deep and friendly ties based on shared democratic values and mutual respect. She expressed confidence that her landmark visit, the first ever by an Indian president to North Macedonia, will further strengthen the multifaceted partnership between the two countries. The National Hydroelectric Power Corporation Limited has said that a detailed investigation will be undertaken to ascertain the cause of the tunnel collapse at the NHPC Teesta Stage 6 hydroelectric project at Samardung in Namchi district in Sikkim yesterday. The NHPC informed that 11 casualties have been reported so far and several others are trapped inside the tunnel. The rescue operation is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangole and assured all assistance. President and Vice President have expressed grief over the loss of lives in Sikkim. The Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, leaders slammed the Pakistani authorities, describing the rulers as killers of the innocent people who have been murdered in retaliation for demanding their rights. The JAAC said that an individual has succumbed to his injuries after being shot in the head by forces. Meanwhile, JAAC has urged people of the POJK to participate in the protests on 23rd of July with full strength to demand implementation of their demands and pray for those who were killed by Pakistani authorities during the movement. Seven Indian players have progressed to the next round at World Squash Junior Championships in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Canada. India kick-started the campaign in the championship strongly with women's top seed Anahat Singh advancing to the next round after a straight game victory against Australia's Lily Wilson today. India's Sanvi Kalanki booked her place into the next round after enduring a five-game battle against the Netherlands seed Ekle Mua. Meanwhile, Anika Dubey registered a straight game victory over Anna Kuwahara of Japan and Rudra Singh received a walkover. And that is the end of this news bulletin.